I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I heard there's a new security chip called Pluton. I just got a TPM and now I need to get Pluton, but I'm told I can't get a Pluton because it's already in the CPU. Confused? Don't be. Let's help you know a little more about Microsoft's Pluton security processor. We have an episode of Know a Little More about the Trusted Platform Module, or TPM, which is a kind of a hardware vault for passwords and encryption keys. It's a chip that is designed to store information for authentication and attestation. Apple has a similar module called the T2 in its M series chips. The TPM was, of course, in the news when Windows 11 launched because Windows 11 required a TPM. But the TPM has a successor. Microsoft's Pluton security processor was developed in cooperation with AMD, Intel, and Qualcomm. Pluton is based on how Microsoft protects Xbox consoles. Microsoft is working with all the major chip makers, Intel, AMD, Qualcomm, etc., to combine Pluton into CPUs. Microsoft developed an integrated security chip in partnership with AMD for its Xbox CPU back in 2013. That's the root of all this. Back then, they did it for DRM, to stop you from cracking Xbox games, and it proved pretty resilient at that. They then developed it for Azure Sphere devices. Azure Sphere is Microsoft's Internet of Things security system that includes not only the system on a chip, but Azure Sphere OS and cloud monitoring as well. There's a little bit of that in Pluton also. Microsoft announced Pluton, meant for PCs, in November 2020. Side note here, if that DRM word earlier set your spidey sense tingling, Microsoft says it won't use Pluton for DRM, but of course there's nothing stopping others from doing so since it is a security chip after all. Qualcomm first announced support for Pluton in the Snapdragon 8cx Gen 3 system on a chip, and AMD announced support for it in the Ryzen 6000 series. Intel is working on it as well. At CES 2022, Lenovo announced the first ThinkPads, Z13 and Z16, with Pluton, thanks to the Ryzen 6000 series. Asus, Dell, and HP also announced laptop models with Pluton chips in them at CES 2022. Microsoft says that the Pluton chip can not only defend against current attack vectors, including physical access, as well as side channel attacks like Spectre and Meltdown, but also protect against future attacks. We'll refer you to the TPM episode of Know a Little More for full details about how a security module can guard security keys in a secure enclave without ever releasing them. But here's one of the most important parts. A TPM has a unique RSA key burned into itself. That lets it create new keys with an almost impossible to detect private key, and one that is pretty much as close to impossible to change as one could imagine. Even the keys made using the burned in keys can be kept inside the TPM and never leave. Requests for authorization are computed within the TPM, meaning phishing can't retrieve the key because it can't be copied without the TPM. However, trusted platform modules are separated from the CPU, and so physical attacks have focused on intercepting data as it flows between the two, usually in a bus interface. These are not easy attacks, but they can be done, so for high-value targets, they're often worth it. The attacker needs to be there in person and access the machine, as well as have time and skills to solder leads into the TPM chip in order to sniff data going in and out of the bus. To avoid that kind of attack, Pluton is baked directly into the CPU's silicon, significantly reducing the attack surface. There aren't any pins to solder your leads into. Pluton is integrated into the CPU die. There is no bus to attack. Any conceivable attempt to get to the channel between Pluton and the cores of the CPU should destroy the chip. And you don't want to destroy the chip if you just want to spy on it. While Pluton is integrated into the CPU, it is also isolated from the rest of the system, so it's not vulnerable to speculative execution attacks like Spectre. The keys never leave the Pluton security boundary. Pluton uses secure hardware cryptography key, or SHAC, which separates the keys from everything, including Pluton's own firmware, so you can't get to the keys that way either. Now, some of you may wonder if Pluton means you need all new software, and it does not need to mean that. Since Pluton can emulate a TPM, Microsoft provides the same APIs as the TPM, so Pluton is backward compatible with TPM-dependent software like BitLocker and Windows Hello. Pluton can protect credentials, user IDs, encryption keys, and other personal data, and the data cannot be removed from Pluton, only verified. Pluton can provide a security identity for the CPU itself that complements security platforms, including the Open Compute Project's Project Kerberos, to enable root of trust and firmware authentication. And this is one Microsoft gets really excited about. Pluton firmware is updated through Windows Update, so new features can roll out to older devices and emerging threats can be mitigated faster. If you hear Microsoft referring to chip-to-cloud security, that's what they mean. On the positive side, more chips are more likely to stay up-to-date and security vulnerabilities to remain unpatched for shorter amounts of time. On the negative side, for some people, you're relying on Microsoft for all of that. And of course, this doesn't prevent all manner of physical access attacks, just the ones aimed at the TPM bus. But another advantage to having the chip on the PCU die is that you don't have to shop for a motherboard that includes a TPM module. CPUs will just come with Pluton. Although, really what that means is you'll have to shop for a CPU with Pluton in it, since not all CPUs have it. Also, keep in mind that the Pluton part of a CPU can be shipped turned off. Lenovo shipped its first ThinkPads with Pluton turned off. So just because Pluton is in your CPU doesn't mean it's active. You may need to enable it yourself. Lenovo says they did this because enterprise customers wanted to test it before it was turned on for their workforce. Oh, and Linux users, Linux support is promised, and Microsoft uses Linux with Pluton in Azure Sphere devices, so it's a matter of when, not if. So now, you see those stories and ads showing up, touting a laptop with Pluton, you'll have a much better idea what that means. In other words, I hope you know a little more about the Microsoft Pluton security processor.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.